Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. My website is www.jbsba.com. That's the acronym for Jim Blasingame Small Business Advocate. So if you can, maybe that'll help you remember it. And hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And it's easy to do. All you have to do is basically give us your email address. You can give us the other information if you like. It's up to you. Of course, we always like to know how you found out about us. And that's an important thing for all of us to remember. Whenever someone introduces themselves to your business, ask them how they found out about you. That's a very important question to ask. So if you can tell us that, we'd appreciate it. Did you hear us on the radio? Did you find us on the internet? Did a friend tell you about us? Or did you just stumble onto us by being the luckiest day of your life? You know, whatever it took to find us, we don't care, but we would like to know how that happened. I want to talk about resolution number one for our technology resolutions. And this one is about our websites. I resolved to make my website more valuable to my customers by making it easier to navigate, posting more content, and creating more opportunity for customers to interact with us online through e-shopping, e-customer service, and e-commerce. Now, you remember that in times past, I've talked to you about the differences between those last three, e-shopping, e-customer service, and e-commerce. Those are the three biggies under the really big umbrella of e-business. And so as you think about the development of your website, as you think about the evolution of your website, and it is an evolutionary process. We've been evolving the way we reach out to people online since 97, since we started our first website in 97. And it's been a process every so often as we can, we try to, you know, make an improvement, make an update, add some of these things to it, including the e-commerce capability. But for you, because I have a little bit of a non-traditional business, for most of you, if you want to try to evolve your website toward some kind of participation, some kind of dynamic participation by your customers, where they can at least shop online on your website. Even if they can't buy from you, they can at least go down and shop there. They can noodle around on your site and see what you have. Maybe find your prices, but maybe not. But mostly, remember, a lot of the people who do business with you locally, especially if they're local people, they kind of like coming in your store, but they might not have all the time in the world when they come at this particular week. So if they can come to your website tonight when they get home and see that you have a certain thing that they need, or you are likely to have what they need, then tomorrow on their lunch hour, you're a high percentage visit for them. Or then they may pick up the phone and call and see if you have something, specifically what they need. So try to have at least your catalog on the website. That's not an expensive process, folks. It is more expensive to have e-customer service and to have e-commerce, because that involves a little higher level of technology and maintenance, and that is a little more expensive. But that's your next level. Start with obviously you started with what's basically known as a brochure, but then add, if you want to have a real business website, add the e-shopping capability, and then you probably will add the e-commerce capability, which is the ability for people to lay their money down online and do business with you. And you know, someone once told me the key to becoming wealthy is to do business while you sleep, to get people to buy from you, to make it where people can buy from you when you're sleeping or when you're on vacation or whatever you're doing that doesn't involve you being in your business. That's one of the ways to becoming wealthy. So if that, maybe that'll motivate you a little bit. And so, and then once you've got people shopping with you, once you've got them buying with you, then you need to take care of those transactions. And so maybe they order something from you online, and they see that something pops up and it says this is back ordered, or it says this will be shipped in a week, or whatever it might be. Well, then evolve toward the component that allows them to go back in and see how the order is doing. You told me it was going to be shipped on the 25th. Today's the 25th. Did it get shipped on the 25th? Or the first, or whatever the date may be. Arrange for your website to allow them to track that, so that whenever your people ship it, and they make a record of it, they input that into your part of the website, your customers' area of the website where they can go and check on their orders. And let me tell you something, folks. Small business owners can do this. It's not these last two components are not prohibitively expensive. They're absolutely within the reach of most small businesses, but it does require a little bit of a budget. And it requires not only for it to develop it, but also to maintain it. But here's the news, and this is the exciting part. There was a time when it was prohibitively expensive for you and me. We didn't have a chance to compete in that area. We couldn't do it. We couldn't possibly afford it. It was totally beyond the budget and the opportunity, the risk reward, I should say, for small businesses. That's not true anymore. So the question is not whether you should be offering e-shopping, e-commerce, and e-customer service. The question is, when are you going to be offering these? Not whether, but when are you going to? And I don't know when that is. And if you don't know what this is going to take, if you don't know what it's going to cost to start this and to progress in this evolutionary process with your website, if you don't know that information right now, you don't know when either. And what if you wait so long that you become uncompetitive because you didn't find out? Don't let the fact that you think it's too expensive, or that you don't have enough business, or you don't it's not right for you right now, don't let that allow you to stay ignorant of what it's going to take for you to have e-commerce, e-shopping, and e-customer service capability on your website. Don't let that lead to your ignorance. Solve the ignorance. Cure yourself of this ignorance. Get an estimate. Talk to people about what it will take. It'll cost you virtually nothing to find out, but a little bit of time and energy to find out what it's going to cost, what it's going to take. Find out what it is, document it, put that into your plans. 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us, for hanging around with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Continuing our discussion about the resolution that I've recommended for you and me about our websites to make it more valuable for our customers, I want you to think of your website the same way you think of your traditional business location. You wouldn't think of making it hard for customers to come in your front door, would you? So why would you make your domain name hard to find? Make sure that your domain name is something that's intuitive. Now, I give you JBSBA because you're listening, and you, if you listen, you know a little bit about me. And the JBSBA is the short one. I'm doing that for your convenience. But the two primary websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. So if you know the name of my the brand of my show, then all you got to do is type that in. But once you're here, if you want to go back, I can tell you that here's a short one, and that's the acronym. But also, I have jimblassingame.com, and that's a totally intuitive one. If you don't have yourname.com, I encourage you to see if it's available as soon as possible. Yourname.com, whatever it might be, check that out. Try to make it where people can find you as intuitively as possible online. Okay, you wouldn't think of making your store cluttered and confusing. So why wouldn't you make your website easy to navigate and up to date and fast? Well, that's something you need to think about when you're working with your developer. You wouldn't think of making it difficult for customers to come in your store to buy stuff and give you their money. So back to the e-commerce thing, make sure that it's not difficult for people. If people want to do business with you, you might want to talk to your customers. Would you like to be able to spend money with me online instead of coming to the store? How would you like that? So these are just some things to think about and for your website. Now I want to move over and talk about resolution, the next resolution for technology. And this is that I resolve to increase my understanding of how technology can contribute to profitability by improving operating expenses and operating efficiencies, and then make those improvements happen. Now, as you've heard me say probably before, in the 90s, the internet was a toy. It was basically amusement. It was a bit amusement for most people, and we didn't quite know what to do with it. And evidence of that was the way the growth of the internet was capitalized, or the growth of some of the, or I should say, the money was thrown at a whole bunch of so-called ventures that should never have happened. But it was just a toy. It was a mess, actually, in those days. It really was the Wild Wild West in those days. But now we know that the internet is an incredible tool. It's a very important tool for us. It is a place where you and I can go and seek efficiencies. We can actually save money. For example, remember the customer service thing I mentioned? You can impact, you may be able to pay for the customer service component on your website through efficiencies in your human resources customer service. If you have customers, if customers can go to your website and check their own customer service, their own orders, and see how things are going, they don't have to call you to find out how things are. So that helps you to minimize your customer service payroll. So it might be that you are already spending enough money to have e-customer service. You just haven't allocated it to the right way. But here's some questions for you. Are you doing your accounting on computer? Why not? Are you managing prospects electronically? Are you doing your customer relationship management properly on the computer? If you're not, why not? All of this capability is out there, folks, and it's in bite size, as you've heard me say before. Do you have automated inventory tracking systems? Do you have any of that? Why not? Are you buying postage and overnight courier services online? You should be. We're doing that. It saves. It's an incredible time saver. It actually probably saves you money in terms of what it costs to put all that together. There are so many things that are available, and they're called one of the catchphrases for them is application service providers, ASPs. These are capabilities, online capabilities, where the power of the application rests on or resides on the server of the company providing it. And so you could, for a really not much money at all, you know, probably depending on the capability, maybe $9.95 a month, maybe $99.95 a month. It doesn't matter. It depends on what's available to you. You can have the power, the processing power of this new capability that, as you've heard me say before, 20 years ago was only available to the big guys. You can have it for a whole lot less, something you can afford, and it's designed for people like you and me, little companies. And there's so many things out there that make you more efficient. So I encourage you to find ways to use the internet to improve operating efficiencies, either by reaching out to people who are providing you with services, with application services, I should say, or by actually putting that capability on your website, maybe using an intranet. In other words, developing an area of your website where only your employees use that. Nobody else can use it. It's an intranet. That's a very efficient way, a very important way to find efficiencies and to improve the productivity of your company. These are just some things to think about, and I hope you'll take them to heart as you contemplate this resolution, the technology resolution for 2005. Go take a quick break. We're right back with Administrator Hector Barreto of the U.S. Small Business Administration. You're going to like this visit. He's a good guy. Right back, and this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.